You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Thanks to Shay for the usual fun commentary. Agree or not, it is still food for thought. And if now is ever a time to think about government and elections and politics, God knows there hasn't been any more crucial time in a long time. Locally and then on the way up the ladder, it gets even stranger. But when these primaries start, you know, shows like this, there are one of the problems with these elections to me, and the primaries in particular, are the fact that these candidates, all you seem to know about them is what kind of TV ad they run. And they're usually this vitriolic, hate-filled jabbering about how much the other person sucks. There's nothing in there that offers any ideas about what they can do to make your life better. And that's where we've lost our way. These TV ads are just ridiculous. They are designed to create conflict and division. And if you're still dumb enough to buy into this, well, you're part of the problem. You should look past all of that stuff. So,
yeah, all that information, more details on what the candidates have done is available.
It is available, and you can find it easily by going online and doing a search of their history. But there's no real, you know, forum for them to come on any place and talk about this. This show has always done that. Now, the problem that I have with it is that how many are already on the ballot for both parties? There's a number of people. So when you get into you know, Senate seats and the county mayor seat and the governorship and all that stuff, if we have one on, we got to have them all on,
right,
for the exact amount of time. And I'm not sure that I have got the stomach or that I want to make people go through that. Although the times in the past that we have done that, the response to it has been remarkable. Because when you get somebody behind a microphone and ask them questions that are pretty pointed and pretty focused, you tend to see what they're made of. And sometimes they're quite impressive and sometimes they're not. So we will, play that game as it rolls out. I'm not even sure when these primaries are. They're probably next spring, right? And then the election will be sometime in November. For the governor, for the Senate, locally, there's going to be a ton of stuff going on. And the problem does come into it that you can't tell who's running for what the office is. This part of the state is important to the entire state, but gets ignored sometime in lots of ways where it shouldn't. Because the assumption is that it is so Democratic and so black that it will vote one way, so why bother with them? That's a bad misnomer, a bad misconception. It's racist and it's stupid. And so let's see how this rolls out.
And it's going to be May for the Tennessee primaries.
Oh, Christ. January. So that means we'll come back from vacation and have 5 months to juggle those balls in the air. But and I guess there are some folks that would want to come on here. They always do. They often ask, and we often say no, because I know what's coming, and I'm not going to bother with it. But in a case like this, when you're going to have some black folks, some white folks, and all kind of folks tune in this program. So where else are you able to hear these people really get down to brass tacks? There's nowhere else. So we have to figure out how to do that and see if we want to, give it a week or 2 weeks to give them all about 10 minutes time to make their point. I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure who wants to hear it. I'm not sure who wants to be on the show to proclaim how awesome they are, but I'm not going to get into this kind of mess where it's all a bunch of name-calling and finger-pointing and he did this and he did that. And Marsha Blackburn and this approach that she has taken, I hope that this will be a lesson to other people how not to do this. Because if this is what works, which is complete and utter lies and fabrication about issues that are sensitive and tug at your heartstrings, baby body parts. Really? Be a good name for a band. But in reality, it's not cute, it's not funny, and it has no part of any part of a Planned Parenthood. Not a lick. And so you convolute the entire process there from that place that does help a lot of people, and people don't know what they're talking about when they don't do abortions, all right? And it's crap like that that they keep selling you over and over again to confuse the issue because they assume you won't look any deeper into it. So why not just make some stuff up? They've been doing it for years, and it works. So this is only October.
Right. Plenty of time to get registered to, if you're not already, yep, to vote in the primary in May. And I didn't know this was a problem, but one of my friends was telling me that he didn't vote in the primaries because he's not a registered member of either party. You don't have to be.
No.
You could, and even if you're a registered Democrat, for example, you could vote in a Republican primary,
yeah,
and vice versa.
Yeah.
You just have to pick one or the other when, yeah, the day comes. So if you're a moderate and not a member of the party and haven't been voting in primaries because of that, stop that and start voting in primaries.
Yeah. Vote for the... good God. So just being an I won't do it? You can't get in the mix?
For the primaries, it's the parties having the primaries. But the way the system is set up, you don't have to be a member of a party to vote in the primaries, but you still have to decide if you're going to vote in the Democratic primary or the Republican primary. But they happen at the same time.
Okay. All right. That is good advice. So what'd you find about Planned Parenthood and the abortion factor?
They do a lot of things. They do.
And it also depends upon what state they're in. So go ahead.
Yes. I mean, now this is just PlannedParenthood.org is the website I'm on. But all kinds of birth control, emergency contraception, all kinds of sex and relationships, sexually transmitted diseases, abortion, cancer, health and wellness, sexual
counseling
orientation,
people on
gender.
How to not get pregnant and how to plan
they
a
do
parenthood
tons.
Thing. Yeah, yeah. But so the part about the abortion factor, which is a case that is not going to be gotten into on this program, because there are many ways to approach this. There's a certain time limit where I think that most people of any kind of common sense would agree is not a good time to be trying to end a pregnancy. You know, 20 weeks or all that stuff. This is a very deep issue. What does it say that they do, though, when it comes to that in this state? Tennessee.
I'm not on the Tennessee.
Okay.
I'm not on the Tennessee site. I mean, I can read you the general.
All right.
Because under all the services that are listed on here, under abortion services, it says Planned Parenthood provides factual, non-judgmental information about your options, along with safe and compassionate abortion services.
Okay.
And you can click on that, learn more.
Which probably means that there are doctors that they send,
yes,
people to. They don't lay you out there on a table and start hacking away. They probably have places that they can do this legally if it is acceptable to the state and the law and all of that stuff. There most certainly should be some constraints, some borders, and some rules on that too. But you just bring up that, you know, this entire company should not be chastised or, you know, blown up because that's one of the things on the list of what they can possibly do based upon where you are and the circumstance. People don't think things through. It's not all on the very face of it. There are layers and layers to dig through to find the truth. And if you don't agree with it, then go vote either for it or against it or whatever the case may be. If you're a Whig and don't want to be a D or an R, you know, just...
You can still vote in their primaries.
Just put down something. Just don't put down communist. That wouldn't go over well. Don't use Nazi party. Not a good call.
Come back to haunt you.
Right. But, I mean, the time has come with... We have ignored these elections and ignored what's going on for so long. Look where we've ended up. This is not a unified, by any means, country. It's not even close. And if we're going to ever get this back together again, not for us, perhaps, but for our children and their children, if we don't get a handle on how we approach the election of the officials that make laws and decisions that you know, run our lives, we're screwed. And we're heading there now. But there's still time before it's too late to get some of these people either in or out of office. And this is going to all begin again, and it is your shot next year. If you're 18 years old, you can vote, right?
Yes.
Okay, so people like you, 18-year-old kids and 20-year-old kids, need to start paying attention to this. This is your world. We're going to all be gone at some point. And in 10 years, you'll be 28 if you're 18. You may have a kid by then. And the rules and regs and politicians that we put into place now might still be there. And they still might be having to define the things that are a part of your life. So it's dumb to ignore them. Get your ass in there and get signed up to vote and vote in primaries and things like that. You know, MTV, for all of the dumb things they did, they certainly did. They really pushed the concept of, you know, they were on that thing for a few years. Vote, vote, vote.
Rock the vote.
Rock the vote. And it worked. So if it takes the association of, you know, rock or, you know, some band or whatever to, you know, get out the vote, then let's do that too. Whatever it takes. We can't pay you to vote. Now, that'd be cool.
That would be. And but, people have gotten paid to vote before.
Sometimes, many times
in the same election.
I've heard. People who are long dead vote.
They're not getting paid, though.
Well, no, but they're still getting their say. there are many. It's not too early to start bitching about this. So, or to at least raise the awareness of what we all should be doing, and particularly the younger people of this country. These old people who keep voting in these same losers, they will die. And it's time to get some of the, you know, chaff, some of these people who have been in Congress for 20, 30, get them the hell out. They've got to go. They've ruined the system. And things aren't going well now. They're getting worse. And it's on these young people and on all of us to speak our piece and do your part. And it's not that hard. So take that to the bank. But I'm telling you, next year you will be unable to escape this. So you may as well join in. Or just give up and move to the beach and smoke pot and learn to surf. And who cares? But I would prefer it probably is smarter to approach it in the former fashion. Rook Insurance, this outfit, this is a bunch of smart people doing really good work in the insurance business. 867-SAVE, rookinsurance.com. Miss Rook and this staff and what they offer, I haven't seen this anywhere else. The one that my eye goes right to is to ask about data breach insurance. People still, like me, are not sure what to do about this Equifax thing. I've tried to get on Credit Karma. I can't get signed up there. They ask questions to which I don't have the right answers, apparently. But if you call the office, they can explain to you about this insurance in case that somebody has gotten your stuff and opens up some credit cards in your name, you're covered. There are all kind of things for small business, errors and omissions insurance. You might want to ask about that when it involves, you know, there's somebody at your house that does some bad work and you end up with a, you know, problem, a court dispute. They can help you with that, too. So these folks are in town. They have two spots, in one in Lakeland and one in Covington. 867-SAVE. Elizabeth Rook and her staff are really good. They're getting business all the time. They lock in your rates for your home, your car, life, all of these things they offer. But look at the site to get some more defined information and go from there. 867-SAVE is that number. What time is it? We're late as usual, I'm sure. Let me do a little break and we'll come back and head in toward the dumbasses and some more stuff after this quick break and the new tune by Beck.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
A couple things that I marked here and I mentioned. There's a chance for you to see the real Titanic if you have a lot of money and some time. A London travel agency is offering an expedition to the site of the Titanic's undersea resting place. How about that?
Yeah.
This is next May. It'll cost you $105,000 to do it, which is what the, it was $4,000 when it was back in the day, but now the cost is $105,000. I guess they take you down submarine-wise?
They must, in one of the super pressurized subs to get all the way down there and look at it. I guess it's they've got enough light so you can see something?
I suppose, or that it's lit in some fashion. This has only ever been seen by a couple of hundred people. And this is like this is one of the last chances to see this tomb. Because it is decomposing, and the bacteria in the ocean may eat it away in the next 15 to 20 years. See, if you have $105,000 and want to go see the Titanic, you can do that. That seems kind of odd to me.
I can't tell if I think would get down there and think you'd just be overwhelmed by the majesty of being that deep below the surface of the ocean and seeing this the actual remains of this thing that had been so romanticized, if you want, over the years, or I would get there and say, yep, okay, that's the Titanic.
I know. If we're that kind of money, you take your wife, it's a lot of money for this, so who knows. What else did I have marked here? This is really not especially good news. This country's military spends a lot of money for a lot of reasons, which are not going to be dealt with right now. But on occasion, they do campaigns for recruitment and so on. And this here is a kind of a strange. Well, they are taking the insinuation I heard this morning on a different news broadcast was that they are taking people of a lesser quality, which I don't really understand. So far, if you had pot in your system or smoked weed and said yes to that on a test, you were denied entry. So why would you? Due to a demand for new soldiers, the Army is lowering their standards a bit for new recruits. They're offering thousands of dollars, even into the millions, in bonuses to sign you up for the Army. They have also relaxed the process for granting waivers for pot use. However, there's a catch, and this is absurd, that says that you have to promise that you won't take no pot no more if you join the Army.
Yes, Sergeant Major.
What is this, stripes? So there's been no decision on how they intend to get all the LGBTQ people out of the Army, which is not going to happen. And that's just one more thing that's an embarrassing mess around politics these days. Can somebody take this lady out and leave her in the desert so she can't find her way back to reality ever? I don't want to wish death on her, but I wish that she would be made to disappear. The author E.L. James, who wrote 50 Shades of Eating Yourself or whatever the hell it is, make her go away. Author E.L. James has a new book coming out. As if the first one wasn't horrid enough, and the movie, I suppose, which I wouldn't watch on a bet, that got the worst reviews like the book did of anybody of any credence, although it did seem to pique the interest of women everywhere and that read it and went, why did I just read this? This is awful. But it made her a buttload of money, and she signed up again, and now there's a third one coming.
Right.
Darker, 50 Shades Darker, as told by Christian. Oh, God, people. There are so many fine pieces of work in literature. Why would you ever want to read this book?
I don't know where I heard this, but someone told me or posted that they started reading that book, but every time the woman character said, oh my, they heard it in George Takei's voice in their head. Oh my. And then it got developed to where every time the main guy character talked, it was in Jim Kirk voice. So it all became between Kirk and Sulu, and she had to dump the book before she even got to the first sex scene.
Well, even the promos for the movie when it came on HBO were so infantile and stupid. And then I guess it was the Wayans boys that did 50 Shades Blacker, which I haven't seen, which is probably pretty damn funny. In this one, we find out what made Gray the damaged, demanding man. And it's shut up. So that's another waste of your time. Was there anything good I wanted to tell you? Steven Spielberg, who, by the way, this weekend, it's not weekend, it's Wednesday. I'm really confused. This thing on the HBO is worth your time. It really, really is a very deep look into this man's psyche. The guy that made E.T., Close Encounters, Schindler's List, the list goes on and on and on and on, and it is so good. He is going to return to television and revive the series Amazing Stories, that show from the 80s.
Okay.
So he'll be doing a reboot with that and Apple. No word yet on that. Megyn Kelly's show at NBC is so far a remarkable failure. You just cannot change the course of your career to be something that you never have been in the media and hope to succeed. She was on Fox News. She was a pretty hard edge reporter. I found some respect for her in a story in the New York Times Magazine about how hard she worked at that job to not be perceived as some nitwit, dumb blonde. Then I realized that she had done an entire shoot wearing underwear, and I thought, okay, well, that's not really what people in that business ought to be doing. But then she went to NBC, and now she's trying to be Kelly Ripa, and the show sucks, and it's unfortunate. Maybe they'll give her time to ease into it and to get better. Her hour is down 32%. And she's dragging down the already horrible Kathy Lee and a Yoda show, and they're off as much as she is. So this appears to have been a really bad idea, because she's trying to be Oprah and Ellen and Kelly all in one, and it's very uncomfortable, and it's cringeworthy TV, and it sucks. So I feel kind of sad. Well, not really, but that job isn't as easy as it looks, so I guess you'll have to adjust and do it pretty damn quick. If your car needs some help, you know where to go. Allen's Automotive on Winfield at 51 in Whitehaven. He's my good friend for a long time and takes care of my cars and Wes's cars and my kids' cars and everybody's cars. He gets new customers all the time, and they go see him for oil, for the oil changes, you know, small stuff and the big stuff too. Jasper Engines and all the Napa guys and all their parts work with Alan. You can see all the likes and comments on the Facebook page if that is what might encourage you. But he's really good. He's a good guy, and he takes care of you like your family. And you'll go there one time and never go back. You'll always go back to see him and not go anywhere else. Alan's over there every day working his butt off with his great staff. So go see him on Winfield or call up and chat with him. 332-3279 is that number. Somebody heard Sunday Rain and won tickets for the Foo Fighters. We will have some more of them tomorrow. All right?
Email us anytime at mail@drinkinthemorning.com.